This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi there. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. Thank you so much for stopping by. I always appreciate it. And I want to share with you a very special story for the season. And what I'm going to talk about by myself is one very special Christmas I had some years ago where I was able to do some cultural exchange and find joy in the season by sharing my Christmas culture with somebody from a different culture. I'm going to tell a story that happened around Christmas time for me, and it sticks with me to this day, and I realized what an effect it had on me even now, which is some decades later. There was a time when I was actually looking for an apartment. I was a recent divorcee, and I was looking for an apartment because I had moved out of our home. And while I was looking for the apartment, I found that there is some difficulty. So I made sure that I had a blank check ready to write the check if I liked the place, so I could just nail it and get that deal and get that place, and to make sure that I was dressed a certain way and I made a good appearance. And I experienced a lot of rejection, but I didn't let it stop me because I couldn't let it stop me. I had to find a place to live. So I answered an ad in the local newspaper for a roommate. They were looking for a roommate to share a 3-bedroom condo in an adjacent town to where I used to live. And I thought, this sounds pretty good. I called the number. A man answered the phone, had a kind of an accent, but I couldn't discern what kind of accent it was. But I told him I was interested in the apartment. And he said, well, my brother's really running this particular ad, but I'm here if you want to come and look at it. Maybe he'll come while you're here looking. So I went over quickly and I ran and looked at this wonderful apartment. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-story townhouse. Very, very, very nice. And the room that they were renting out was actually the guest bedroom suite. And I thought, well, that's just perfect for me. Let me see if I can get this one. So when I came to the apartment, I met the young man, and it turned out that he was a man that was from the Middle East. He told me he was from Pakistan, and his name was Ahmed. And I introduced myself, and he seemed perplexed to see it was me. I don't think he realized I would look like this when he heard me speaking over the phone, but he showed me around the apartment, in the rooms in the apartment. There was a lovely enclosed patio in the back with a dogwood tree that looked like it was going to go in bloom probably in a few weeks. And it was really, really nice. And I felt, wow, I don't want to lose this deal. So what I did is I told him that I can write him a deposit check right away. He told me how much money they wanted as a deposit, and I just wrote the check really fast. He seemed a little perplexed because apparently his brother was a little older than he, and his brother was the one that did all the transactions. He told me his brother would be there any minute, but I gave Ahmed the check and I said I would wait because I wasn't going to let this thing fly. I wasn't going to blow this deal. So I waited. So his brother, Babu, came, and Babu looked at me and he looked perplexed as well. I think that it was a little bit of a culture shock for them, because here they were Middle Eastern men, young men, who were actually on a student visa, as I recall. And here this single black woman was about to move in, and I was divorced. And I believe that they frowned upon the fact that I was divorced. And we had a few conversations. I explained to him, you know, things just didn't work out. And in this country, sometimes we just feel if it doesn't work out, let's just part as friends. So we did. That's what I told them, and they bought it. So I moved in shortly after that, and it was interesting because I remember the thing that struck me the most was that they cooked with a lot of spice. They cooked with curry, a lot of garlic, cumin, some kind of hot peppers that would make my eyes water when I was in the kitchen. And it smelled good, but it was a bit much. And I remember at one point I told them that I think that they should fix the stove fan because the smell was getting into my laundry. And I was walking around at the gym in my gym clothes, and I kind of smelled like an Indian restaurant, you know, and people commented to me about it. And I said, well, you know, my roommates are Pakistani and they cook a lot of food from the Middle East. So I was there for a few months, and then eventually the holiday season came. It was Christmas time. So they got through Thanksgiving and they kind of understood that particular holiday. And I think they had made some friends at school who might have invited them to a Thanksgiving dinner. I had gone to Thanksgiving dinner with my family, with my grandmother, as I recall. And so it was a drill that I know by heart because I live here and this is what we do. So then Christmas came, and Christmas is my favorite time of year because I'm a Christmas baby. I'm born 2 days before Christmas, and so I embrace it. And my theory was always that if you're born in that season, the season is in you and it stays in you forever. So I tend to have a little bit of Christmas spirit in me throughout the year, and I think it's a good thing. It makes you feel joyful to think about, you know, Christmas, the meaning of Christmas, the traditions of Christmas, and my birthday. So as it turned out, Ahmed and I were born on the same day. His birthday was December 23rd as well. And I said, well, you must have Christmas in you somewhere. You can't escape it. You're born at Christmas time, whether you're a Christian or not. That was my motto. And so I asked my roommates, if they'd be offended if I were to erect a Christmas tree. And I thought, wow, it's my first Christmas, not married, you know, and after my divorce, and I wanted to make it really special. And they said, no, go ahead. They said, we don't know about these things. We don't really know about them, but you can go ahead and do it. So when it came time to get the tree, I remember that Ahmed and I went together. I brought him to the place where you buy live trees, my Muslim Pakistani roommate. And so he was very intrigued by it. He was fascinated by it because it was a cultural exchange. And he's born on the same day I am. So I imagine that he might have some characteristics that are like my own, where we like to exchange culture. We like to exchange ideas. We like to exchange things that are joyful. So Ahmed and I went and picked out a tree, and I told him why I picked out the tree I picked out. I explained to him you have to get something that's the right size for your room that you're going to put it in. You want to make sure it's fresh. You don't want to get a tree that's already starting to lose its needles. I was telling him all the technicalities of buying a Christmas tree. I also shared with him some of my Christmas past and how when I was growing up, we always wanted a tree in my house, my cousins and I, but my grandparents would not allow us to get a tree until Christmas Eve. And I thought that was ridiculous. And as an adult, I said, I'm going to get my tree several days before. So we bought the tree. And what I did, and I think that Ahmed really appreciated it because it was so new for him. And keep in mind, these are a couple brothers that follow very traditional Muslim culture. You know, they celebrated Ramadan. They were very traditional Muslims. And here I come, Christian girl, Catholic girl, divorced from a Jewish guy and moved in with two Pakistani guys and putting up a Christmas tree in our apartment, which I live with them in the same apartment. So some people thought it was quite interesting. What I found a little disheartening about the situation is that friends of mine that were of the Jewish faith, a lot of them wouldn't visit me because I was living with two guys from Pakistan. I didn't really get it because they're just two guys, you know, and they seemed pleasant enough. They listened to the same kind of music that I listened to because in our home, my roommates and I, we all listened to rock and roll music, some Motown, some, you know, contemporary music. We all listened to this, all three of us. So there was some kind of a, I'd say, commonality between us. But between Ahmed and I, he and I had the same birthday. So I told him, if you have a birthday in December, it's so close to Christmas, you really need to understand Christmas. You don't have to be Christian, but you need to understand Christmas because you're born at Christmas time. They celebrate Christmas in the Middle East. There are Christians there. And he agreed, okay? So we're decorating the tree. And what I brought with me when I moved out of my husband's home is my Christmas ornaments in the boxes. I had everything. And so I was teaching Ahmed how to decorate the tree. When Babu came home, he didn't seem to appreciate it much. He said to his brother, I think this is wrong to do, but you know, it's not like you're going to become a Christian, are you? And I said to him, he's not going to do that. And you know, Ahmed was funny. He was like, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. I just want to learn. And so the day came and Ahmed and I were actually home by ourselves because Babu was at school or whatever, wherever he was. And we started decorating the tree. He was so fascinated by everything. Not that we take it for granted. I think because as a person in the American culture and the Christian culture, every Christmas is special to us. Even though we complain about having to shop and stuff, the season really doesn't get old. You know, we do like it. I'm going to say that. Dare I speak for others? I just did it. We like it. You know, the colors are nice. It's a good tradition. We love to give presents. We love to receive presents. There's a lot of merrymaking. There's a lot of partying. The food is great. Think about the Christmas cookies. Come on. What could be bad about it? And also my birthday, for me, makes it all the more special. So I tend to embrace the season of Christmas more than I actually embrace my actual birthday. But I see it as a reason to celebrate for the entire month. So we were decorating the tree. I remember stringing, I told him, you got to put the lights on first. You got to first stand the tree up, make sure it doesn't fall down, make sure it's sturdy. You have to put water in the base near the stem to keep it fresh. And I have to tell you, Ahmed was like so fascinated by this, and I loved his fascination. It made it seem like my first Christmas because it was his first Christmas. So we put everything up, and then I was showing him how to put the ornaments on, and you have to place them strategically. And also, if you see one that doesn't look like the rest, that means it's part of my tradition, and you want to find a special spot for it, you know? And he understood. And I remember showing him an ornament that I made in kindergarten that I still had. And it was kind of like a powder box. And it had like some cotton inside of it. And there was a little plastic Jesus baby. And you put the little plastic Jesus baby in there. That's what I did. You kind of glued it in. And I put garland around the edges of the box. And it became this Christmas ornament. It was about this big. And there was a little baby in the manger. And it was an ornament on the tree. And I still have it. And so I told him, this is a special one, so make sure you find a special spot for it. And I said, if you find a spot you think is good, I trust your instincts. You can put it wherever you want, Ahmed, as long as it's on the tree and people can see it. So we decorated this tree, and he's doing all this. And I put on Christmas carols on the stereo. I'm playing like Christmas carols and stuff, and I'm teaching him the carols. I taught him Jingle Bells. And he sang it. He goes, I've heard this song. I've heard this song being sung. I taught him the words. And it was just like a really special Christmas. And I even said to him, you know, we could even have hot chocolate. You know, that's usually what people do, or eggnog when they decorate the tree. And you know something? Christmas is for everybody because Christmas is for giving. People receive, but Christmas is a season of giving, the season of joy. And it's also, for some of us, it's a season of lights, the Festival of Lights. And yeah, that was my Christmas with my Pakistani roommate. And it was great. I'll never forget it. It was good. So thanks for listening to that story. It was an excerpt from my book, Actualized, A Life in Progress. And I'm so happy I was able to share it for you. Please be safe. Have a really special, joyous holiday season. You've earned it. And I'll see you next year. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.